One of the nation's largest wildfires in modern history spawned a mass exodus that researchers are only now starting to understand. Northern California's Camp Fire wiped out much of the town of Paradise 2 years ago. While many people stayed, hoping to rebuild, others chose to start over, far away from Paradise. Lily Jamali of member station KQED reports.
If you look at a heat map of where people have moved since the Paradise Fire, there are clusters in places you might expect, in the West. But there's an unexpectedly large group in Tennessee, specifically Crossville, Tennessee, population 12,000. Dan and Sherry Wentland were the first couple to move here from Paradise, landing on this 24-acre plot.
Well, I love the upstairs because We knew we would have guests, especially.
Dan was once the mayor of Paradise. The couple had a construction business there for 5 decades. Like the majority of those who moved away after the fire, the Wentlands are over 65. These days, they mostly do volunteer work and some home improvement.
My wife wants me to put a kitchenette here.
Dan is proud of his new town and loves to show it off while driving around.
It is a darling little town.
It's such a contrast from another drive he took 18 months earlier through Paradise when it was still smoldering.
I just said this will never be my town in my lifetime again.
On that drive, he saw countless homes, businesses, and churches that he and Sherry had built destroyed.
And so I just made that decision. We're gone. It'll never be what we knew again, ever. So we chose to leave.
Dan already had ties here. He went to high school in Tennessee, and his uncle and brother live in the state. But for Sherry, who grew up in Paradise, Crossville didn't feel like home until a recent road trip to Maine.
And then when we were headed home, we were both saying, well, we're going to be glad to get out of the car and get home. It felt like going home then.
Home wasn't here. Paradise anymore. It was here. Yeah.
And since then, the Wentlands have become guides to a number of friends, plus Sherry's mom and sister, who've moved here too.
Everyone asks our advice, you know, when they come here. Now, where did you do this and where did you find that? So,
about 30 people from Paradise now live here in Crossville.
Hi!
In March, the Wentlands organized a reunion of the Paradisans, as Dan calls them.
I wanted to see you. How are you?
Not everyone followed the Wentlands. Others came on their own. But this is a moment of reconnection for campfire survivors who haven't seen each other since the blaze.
What have you been doing besides moving to Crossville? Oh my gosh.
The Wentlands' longtime friends Randy and Gwen Harris say when it came time to start over, they realized their money would go farther in Tennessee.
We came here to visit our dear friends, and when we saw the price of homes, we just couldn't refuse.
And we had said, we're going to look at Idaho next. Well, we never looked.
After the fire, home prices near Paradise shot up to around $400,000. Here in Crossville, the average home costs less than half that. So much is cheaper here. Taxes, gas, fees for registering everything from cars to guns. There's another attraction for this group. They say Eastern Tennessee has the same conservative values common in the Paradise area where the campfire burned. A longtime friend of the Wentlands, Veda Buffard, says the devout community of Christians was a draw too.
So I didn't know anybody in Paradise when I moved there either. But there was a church on every corner instead of a bar on every corner, and I think the same for Tennessee.
The reunion is a slice of that community alive again.
I don't know why everybody ended up in Tennessee, but here we are.
A little paradise, 2,500 miles away. For NPR News, I'm Lily Jamali in Crossville, Tennessee.